Hey everyone, and welcome back to our series on the books of the Bible. And today we're going to be looking at the book of Ezra. And the book of Ezra starts exactly the way the book of 2 Chronicles ended as we were looking at it last week. If you remember back to 2 Chronicles, we went through and it talked about the tribe of Judah, or the nation of Judah after the divided kingdom. And as it went through, there were a handful of kings that were good, but most of them were bad, up until the point that ultimately Judah was taken into captivity by Babylon. Now, at the very end of it, it talks about what we referred to as the present day of the time of writing, where there was a proclamation of Cyrus where the Israelites, or the Judah, was going to be allowed to return back to the land of Israel. And Ezra starts the exact same way that 2 Chronicles ended, with a proclamation from Cyrus. If you look at Ezra chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, it says, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, to rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem." As we start to look at this, we first of all have to notice that there has been a change in power. Remembering back to when the Israelites were taken into captivity, they were taken by Babylon, or Judah was taken by Babylon. But now we're talking about Cyrus, the king of Persia. Not too long after the Israelites entered into captivity, Babylon was conquered by Persia. And that's where we find ourselves now. As Persia came and took over, they of course inherited the land of Babylon, but they also got some of the nations that they had taken, the people that were there, for example, Judah, as it was sitting there in the midst of Babylon. So as we start to move on, we get an understanding of what the purpose of this book is going to be. As we start into the book of Ezra, right at the very beginning, Cyrus makes a proclamation. He proclaims to all of Israel, all of Judah that is there in its midst, "The Lord God has given me all the nations of the earth. He's allowed me to conquer everything that I've come before, and now he has charged me with building a temple in Jerusalem." Now, it's interesting when we look at this to see Cyrus, the king of Persia, not a Jew, not a member of Judah, not one of God's people, but recognizing that God is the one who has delivered these nations into his hands, as well as respecting God to obey his wishes. But in this, we see the purpose behind the book of Ezra, and it is going to start recounting the story of Israel returning from captivity back to the land that God had promised them. So as it starts out, we see the first reason. Ultimately, when we look at the return from captivity, there's going to be a total of three carrying out of captivities. There's going to be three times where the people leave Persia, or leave where they are held captive, or three separate groups of people, and where they return back to Jerusalem and Israel as a whole. And two of these are going to be found in the book of Ezra that we're going to go over today. And the last one is found in the book of Nehemiah, which we're going to look at next week. But in this, the first of these groups that is going to leave captivity is going to be the people that that Cyrus is talking to here. They're going to be a group of people that are going to be led by a man called Zerubbabel. And they're going to leave the Persian control, and they're going to return back with the intention of, as Cyrus mentioned earlier, rebuilding the temple. And in chapters 2 down through 6, we see the story of Zerubbabel and of the Israelites that are going to be leaving captivity and returning back to Jerusalem. Now, as we're going through, I keep saying Israelites, and they are the people of Israel as a whole. But remember, the only ones that are going to return from captivity are the ones that we refer to as Judah. But ultimately, they are the Israelites. And as we move on and into the New Testament, they are Israel as they are being carried out. But as we see these people, the first group that we are going to see here in the book of Ezra from chapters 2 to 6 are led by Zerubbabel, and they go with the purpose and the intention of rebuilding the temple of God. The temple of God was destroyed by Babylon when they conquered Jerusalem, when they took the people from it. But as we go through in chapter 2, we see them going back to the promised land that God had given them. Chapter 3, they rebuild the idol. They start building the temple. But in chapter 4, there is opposition to their rebuilding. There's opposition to the work that they are doing. And ultimately, as we get into the end of chapter 4 and into chapter 5, we see that they are encouraged by the prophets Haggai and Zechariah. And ultimately, the work is going to be continued. They are going to start the work back up and continue building the temple up through chapter 6, when ultimately the temple of God is completed in Jerusalem. Now, when we look at this, some of the books that we've been looking at recently have kind of been downers. They've kind of been sad or sorrowful books, because it's been books telling the story of God's people did what was wrong. And because of that, they were conquered by other nations. They became weak. They became crippled. They fell apart in their entirety. But here we see a story of victory. A small portion of God's people are going back. And yes, there are troubles. Yes, there are difficulties. But ultimately, they rebuild the temple. And God once again is worshiped in Jerusalem. God once again is worshiped by his people in the place where they are supposed to be worshiping him. It is a beautiful story as we look at it, and it gets even more beautiful as we continue on, because starting in chapter 7, we see that this second group is going to be going back into Jerusalem and back into Israel. This second group is led by the man who bears the name of this book, which is Ezra. Ezra, as we start in chapter 7, it tells us a little bit about them, or about him. In chapter 1, it starts to tell us, "Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sarah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah," and it goes through and it gives his lineage until we get down to the end of verse 3, where it says, "The son of Aaron, the chief priest." Remember, going back, Aaron was the first chief priest. He was a Levite. So what we learn about Ezra is he was a Levite. And then in chapter 6, it tells us a little bit more. "This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses, that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all that he asked for the hand of the Lord his God was on him." So here we see Ezra starting to go back. And while the first carrying out of captivity with Zerubbabel was to go back and rebuild the temple, Ezra and the people that are going back with him go with the intention of reestablishing the religion and the worship of God to Israel. And when you jump to chapter 7 and verse 10, it says, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." Ezra is returning back to God's land, the land that God had given to his people. And he's going back to his people, back to the temple, back to the place where God was supposed to be worshipped. And his intention was to return the people of Israel back to the way that they were supposed to be worshiping God. This is the purpose that Ezra has. And in this is what we're going to see throughout the rest of the book of Ezra. Throughout the rest of this, it's going to talk about the people who returned with him, fixing some problems that needed to be fixed within Israel and with the people of God as they are dwelling there in Jerusalem and the surrounding cities. But ultimately, here we see the purpose of the book of Ezra. It is the people of God returning back to the promised land out of captivity. They're returning back, and the first group goes and they build the temple of God, and then Ezra and the people that go with him return to restore the worship of the one true God. This is a story in a book of victory. It's a story in a book of God's mercy on his people and in God's ultimate plan working together that the remnant of Israel is going to continue to survive. But ultimately, it is a story of a group of people doing what God would have them to do and coming out of a place of great difficulty, continuing to rebuild the temple and restore the worship of the one true God. There's one final passage that I want us to end with, and if you want to turn in your Bibles, we're going to be looking at Ezra chapter 3. Ezra chapter 3, starting in verse 1, it says, "When the seventh month came and the children of Israel were in the towns, the people gathered as one man to Jerusalem. Then rose Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, and his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shentiel, with his kinsmen. And they built the altar of the God of Israel and to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar in its place, for fear was on them because of the people of the land. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the feasts of booths, that is, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the rule, as each day required. And after that, the regular burnt offerings, the offerings at the new moon and at the and at all the appointed feasts of the Lord, and the offerings of everyone who made a free will offering to the Lord. As we look at this, I want us to focus in on something. First of all, as this starts in chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, in the seventh month came, and the children of Israel were all in towns. They had scattered out. Of course, there were a lot of people that were still living in Jerusalem, but some of them were living in the surrounding towns and the surrounding areas. But notice this, the people gathered as one man to Jerusalem. How beautiful of a thought is that, especially for us as Christians? The people gathered. They came from all of their separate areas, all of their individual places, and they came to one location with the intention of worshiping God, and they rebuilt the altar, and they offered sacrifices. Who knows how long it had been since God had been offered these sacrifices in the place where they were supposed to be offered by the people that were supposed to be offering them. As we go back into history, we see kings that had failed. The Israelites had failed. They'd forgotten the law of God to the point where God abandoned them into captivity. But finally, once again, God is worshiped, and the people gather together as one person, having one mind, one ambition, and one goal. As we look at ourselves as Christians, we're supposed to have a similar mindset when we come to worship God on the first day of the week. We come together as one people that love the Lord our God, that have been saved and washed in the blood of Christ. We come with the intention that we gather together here as one to worship the Almighty God. How beautiful of a story here is the book of Ezra, and there's a lot more that's packed into it. A lot of stories, a lot of examples where the king is writing to other people, and it goes in and delves deeper into the problems that they were having, and hopefully you will get a desire to go in to read and to study some more of these things, to learn more about Ezra, more about Zerubbabel and the people that were leading Israel back to their promised land. But that's all that we have for today. Next week, we're going to jump in and look at the book of Nehemiah. So thank you all for watching. Thank you very much.